Belgrano, distinguished guests, and my friends of the Legion. I am happy to be here today to thank you of the American Legion for the great aid and assistance you have rendered to the FBI over the years. I accept the Distinguished Service Medal of the Legion on behalf of my associates in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Bulwarking the men and women of the FBI are the high hopes and expectations of the loyal Americans whom we serve. The American Legion is a great force for good in this nation. It exemplifies the traditions of our country and is living testimony of the spirit of America. Today, there is greater need than ever before for the American Legion and its stabilizing force. We of the FBI need your help now even more than during the war years. If the battle for a safe and secure America is to be won, our enemies are massing their forces on two main fronts. One is the criminal front. Crime is increasing daily. Juvenile delinquency is shocking. Lawlessness is rampant. We are nearer to the days of gang control than we were a year after World War I. Add to the forces that account for a major crime every 20 seconds, day and night, the other encroaching enemy of America, and we have a formidable foe. I refer to the growing menace of communism in the United States. During the past 5 years, American communists have made their deepest inroad into our national life. In our vaunted tolerance for all peoples, the communist has found our Achilles heel. The American Legion represents a force which holds within its power the ability to expose the hypocrisy of this foreignism which has crept into our national life, an ism built and supported by dishonor, deceit, tyranny, and a deliberate policy of falsehood. It is a matter of self-preservation. The veterans who fought for America will be among the first to suffer if the communists succeed in carrying out their diabolical plots to wreck the American way of life. The divide and conquer tactics did not die with Hitler. They are being employed with greater skill today by American communists with their boring from within strategy. Their propaganda has been projected into practically every phase of our national life. The fact that the Communist Party in the United States claims some 100,000 members has lulled many Americans into a feeling of false complacency. I would not be concerned if we were dealing with only 100,000 communists. But the communists themselves boast that for every party member, there are 10 others ready to do the party's work. These include their satellites, their fellow travelers, and their so-called progressive and phony liberal allies. They have maneuvered themselves into positions where a few communists control the destinies of hundreds who are either willing to be led or have been duped into obeying the dictates of others. The average American working man is loyal, patriotic, and law-abiding. He wants security for his family and himself. But in some unions, the rank and file find themselves between a communist pincer, manipulated by a few leaders who have hoodwinked and browbeaten them into a state of submission. Communist labor leaders have sparred for time in their labor deliberations to refer matters of policy to Communist Party headquarters for clearance. In fact, resolutions have been delayed pending such approval, and contemplated strikes have been postponed until adequate communist support and backing were available. The communist influence has projected itself into some of our newspapers, our magazines, books, radio, and the screen. Some churches, schools, colleges, and even fraternal organizations have been penetrated, not with the approval of the rank and file, but in spite of them, I have been pleased to observe that the commonest attempts to penetrate the American Legion have met with failure. Eternal vigilance will continue to keep your ranks free. Eternal vigilance will continue to keep your ranks free of this shifty, double-crossing, commonest destructionist. We are rapidly reaching the time when loyal Americans must be willing to stand up and be counted. The American Communist Party, despite its claims, is not truly a political party. The Communist Party in this country is not working for the general welfare of all our people. It is working against our people. It has for its purpose the shackling of America and its conversion to the godless communist way of life. It is a system of intrigue, actuated by fanaticism. It knows no rules of decency. Its unprincipled converts would sell America short if it would help their cause of furthering an alien way of life. Conceived in darkness and motivated by greed for power, whose ultimate aim is the destruction of our cherished freedom. Let us no longer be misled by their sly propaganda and false preachments on civil liberty. They want civil license to do as they please, and if they get control, liberty for Americans will be but a haunted memory. We of this generation have faced two great menaces in America, fascism and communism. Both are materialistic, both are totalitarian, both are anti-religious, and both are degrading and inhuman. In fact, they differ little except in name. Communism bred fascism, and fascism spawns communism. Both are the antithesis of American belief in liberty and freedom. If the peoples of other countries want communism, let them have it. But it has no place in America. All those who stand for the American way of life must arise and defeat red fascism in America by focusing upon it the spotlight of public opinion and by building up barriers of common decency through which it cannot penetrate. Such a crusade cannot be spearheaded by any force more potent than the American Legion, composed as it is of America's heroes who have proved their mettle in battle. The men and women who defeated the Nazi brand of fascism with bullets can defeat the red brand of fascism by raising their voices in behalf of democracy. And by exposing and denunciating every force which weakens America. The American Legion ordained to bring together the veterans of World War I to perpetuate the associations made on foreign soil is being expanded by the influx of the veterans of World War II, who likewise fought that America might live. To allow America to become infected with the malignant growth of communism or to be infested by crime is a breach of our trust to those who gave their lives for American principles. Let us gird ourselves with the determination that those basic freedoms and spiritual ideals for which so many have sacrificed so much shall not be destroyed from within. Let us be steadfast for America, work and live for America, and eternally be on guard to defend our Constitution and our way of life against the virulent poison of communist ideology. I thank you.